Do you ever feel stuck in corporate America but have a desire to create a life built on purpose? If so, welcome to this eye-opening edition of On the Move with Tanya Morris. Certified registered coach, trainer, and speaker, Tanya Morris has the insight you need to transition from employee to entrepreneur. Pay close attention and Tanya will guide you through the three stages of entrepreneurship: discovery, design, and transition. Her energetic, transparent, and interactive style, combined with well over 25 years of experience within human resources, has helped hundreds transition from employee to successful entrepreneur. And she's ready to help you, too. If you need someone to help you transition from your 9-to-5 job to unapologetically living your truth and walking in your purpose, you're in the right place at the right time. Here's your host, Tanya Morris.
Welcome to On the Move with Tanya Morris. I am your host, the Transition Global Coach. Today's episode is going to be about the mental shift needed to go from employee to entrepreneur. You know, we hear a whole lot about shifting to entrepreneur, but what does that really mean? Well, today I want to talk to you about some of the shifts that you need to have from a mindset standpoint. Just think, most of us have come from the blueprint of working for someone else. Working for someone else and working for yourself is two different mindsets. So let's just dig in and talk about the mindset. The biggest mindset is security. You know, we all talk about we need to have security, but do we really know what security is? On the hindsight, it seems as if when you work for someone, you have the security. As an entrepreneur, you have to create your own security. So the difference is you work for someone and they provide the security. But when you work for yourself, you own your security. So that's a different mindset. Another mindset is how we get paid, the money aspect. You know, when I talk to a lot of my clients about when they're transitioning from an employee to entrepreneurship, and there's a lot of conversations around money. And I will tell them that typically, you know, that if even if you don't do anything, you can go to work and can almost be assured that you would get a paycheck. You can't do that in the entrepreneur work. I always tell my friends all the time, you know, if you don't go out there and kill something and make something happen, you will not eat. Another thing about the money mindset piece of it is, you know, you're going to get paid biweekly. Oftentimes, as a business owner or entrepreneur, you almost don't have control of when you specifically going to get paid. It may be a net 30. It may be a net 60. Who knows? But at the end of the day, you have to be prepared to secure that income for you. So that's another mind shift. I often talk about the support piece of it. Support is so huge, and there's so many different aspects of support when you become an entrepreneur. You know, at work, you may have your managers and your coworkers that are supporting you. But when you navigate and get into the entrepreneur world, that support is very different. And let's talk about what support looks like. You know, there are so many different levels of support. So let's start with the family, you know, at home or people that are close to you. You've got to have someone that have a similar mindset that's supporting you. You know, oftentimes I talk to entrepreneurs, and one of the biggest struggles is their spouses don't have the same mindset. They're so used to that paycheck and what they call, quote, stability. You know, I used to always laugh at it when I first started in my business, and I talked to my husband about what support looked like for me. It is so important to know what support looked like for you. Let me just say that again. It's so important. It's one thing to say, yeah, I support you. But what does that look like? And I'm going to give this example. My husband likes to eat. He's a meat and potato type of guy. So what that means for me is he likes to eat and I have to cook. Well, as an entrepreneur, your hours are different. You don't have the 9-to-5. Sometimes the hours and the shifts are so different. And sometimes you have to go to meetings and networking meetings. So therefore, a hot cooked meal may not be possible. So when I first came out, I talked to my husband about support because I knew that eating, you know, a cooked meal, hot meal was very important to him. So I asked the question, what does that look like for you? Because if I'm going to start this business, I may not be available all the time for a hot cooked meal. And I asked them, I said, are you okay with a rotisserie chicken and a bag of salad? That's a meal, right? So he was, and I say that jokingly, but I do think that you need to understand that what that support system looked like for you so you can continue to do the things you need to do. I really believe when you are a dual family household, I think everyone needs to have a mindset shift because it's going to be different. The time is going to be different. Another support piece that we need to consider is who is helping you in transitioning or coaching or mentoring you? What does that look like? You know, it's hard to transition from an employee to entrepreneurship when you don't have anyone that you can model, someone you can talk to, someone that can hold you accountable. You know, when I first came out, I bumped my head on so many different issues because I didn't know what I didn't know. So can you imagine taking an employee mindset and applying it to an entrepreneur mindset? It just does not work. And so I would encourage all of you that are listening that your support system is equally important. And so I think you also have to have a support system of association, people that you can, that are like-minded. You know, oftentimes entrepreneurship is lonely. You know, when you think about being an employee, you got all your friends and your coworkers that you may meet new people. But when you become an entrepreneur, that is a different game because oftentimes you're solo, you're by yourself unless you have a team. So we're going to go ahead and take a 30-second break, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk about some more mind shift that we need to have in order to be an entrepreneur. Hi, this is Tanya Morris on the Move Podcast. Join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. as we have a real conversation about how you can transition from an employee to entrepreneurship. We are going to be talking about topics such as I want out, strategies to leave your 9-to-5. Are you tolerated and not celebrated? We're also going to talk about how to have the life you crave. And before you say I do to entrepreneurship, you are sure to get some tips, some strategies of how you can transition from employee to entrepreneur. Join me, Tanya Morris, on the Move every Thursday at 7 p.m. Okay, we are back. We have been talking about some great information about the mental shift that is needed to go from employee to entrepreneur. And if you were not on the first segment of this, we talked about the security aspect of it, and we talked about the support. Now I want to get into something that really stops a lot of employees from going to entrepreneur, and that's that finance piece. That's a huge piece. That is a game changer in most cases because a lot of people that I talk to, a lot of clients that I've had or people, a prospect that want to transition, they just feel like they just really can't because of that finance piece. Now, many of you that's listening, you may be saying, I can't. My finances are not right. I really can't do this. I don't see a way. You may be a single parent and say, I need a steady income. But I want to rest assure you that there's many that come before all of us that have done it in all those situations. So let's talk about the finance pieces of it. Let me first tell you what I did. I knew for me finance was very important. You know, as women, we really need to make sure we have the finance in order to be able to do something that you have no control of. Because that's what really happens. When you become an entrepreneur, you pretty much have to lose control of a lot of different things, and you just have to have a lot of faith. So with the finance piece, one of the things I did when I got ready to transition, I looked at my budget. I looked at what it took to run our household. And I was the provider of the health insurance and dental and vision. So I had a conversation with my husband, and I basically said, hey, if I'm going to do this here, let me detach from the things that hold most of us back, and that's the finance and the benefits, those kind of things. So we did that. Of course, when you come out, you want to make sure you have enough money to support you for 6 months at least. And the reason why I put that 6 month number out there, because when you first come out, everybody's not going to run to you. And you got to pad that. You got to make sure you pad enough income in the household so you don't get discouraged. And so that's what I did. I paid off all of our, unnecessary bills and made sure I put aside some money to make sure that when I did come out, that, you know, when things doesn't work the way planned, I wouldn't get so nervous and want to jump back into the workforce. So number one, I would definitely say look at your budget. See what you can do. See what debt that you can eliminate before you try to transition. And also, you know, if you have a two-party household, you may want to talk about who can carry what in the household as far as benefits. So really, you want to position yourself. So finances is a huge piece that I often talk about, that is going to be the game changer. So many people get desperate. See, when your money is not right, you get desperate when you're trying to look for opportunity. And when your money is right, then you can also make sure you incorporate the right decisions when you're trying to, you know, do the entrepreneur route. Also, relationships. You know, this is a huge one, but we don't talk about this here because oftentimes our relationships are all in the workplace. But when you're transitioning to entrepreneur, you may have to establish some new relationships. And what does that look like for you? You know, we say network, and you have to build the relationship. You have to go where your ideal clients are at. And, you know, it's difficult when you're working, but that is something that's a must. Because no one does business with people they don't like. They do business with people they like, trust, and know. And so as a person that wants to transition, you have to get comfortable with building relationship with people that don't look like you in different places. So you may be out there and say, well, I don't know where to start. It depends on what you are going into business to do. The local chambers are a great place to start. There's a lot of networking associations and meetings on Meetup. You got to start meeting people in order to build relationship. And that's the number one reason why entrepreneurs go back into the workplace, because it's lonely and they don't know anybody. No one is going to knock on your door if they don't know you. Now, I want to talk about, you know, as an employee in the workplace, you know, we talked about a couple things: security, support, finance, and relationship and networking. But I do want to take a step back, because those are all the important things. But what is equally important is, as you consider or transition out of the workplace, there are some key things that you can do to position yourself for entrepreneur. And I'm going to talk about two different ones. I'm going to talk about intrapreneur. Yes, I said it. An intrapreneur is a person that's in the workforce, and they are acquiring different skills, entrepreneur skills, while they are working and while they have income. You're still an employee, but you start shifting your mindset. You're listening to podcasts like this here. You're getting around different people so you can level your skills up and level your mindset to be an entrepreneur while you're at work and while you're still making money. So I encourage intrapreneur. But the game changer is the gig economy, and I call it a gigapreneur. What is a gigapreneur? If you are my age, you probably would say a hustle. But the gig economy is definitely growing. By 2020, they're forecasting 40% of workers going to be entering into the gig economy. The gig economy is temporary work. It's beyond the Lyft and the Ubers. It's contract work. And so this is a great time to test the market and test your skills. And the gig economy serves two purposes. Number one, it gives you an idea to make more additional money from things that you may have passion for. And secondly, it positions you to be an entrepreneur. Because really, that from a contractor to an entrepreneur is the next step. And so I would encourage any of you that are considering transitioning, those two concepts would be a great way to position. I know for me, while I worked, I developed my business on the side. I sure did. I used to get up in the morning and go to the chamber meetings and meet and greet, come back, go to work. On lunch breaks, I would make calls. You know, after hours, I would go different places. So I actually gigged before I left the workforce. And I think that's a powerful thing, because it serves two purposes. Number one, you can perfect the skill that you want to bring to the market. Secondly, you can position yourself financially. And third, people may not know who you are. When I came out of the workplace, and I tell a lot of my colleagues, I didn't come to walk. I came to run. And so when I came out, people knew who I was. So I was able to secure contracts as opposed to looking for contracts. Let me say that again. I was able to secure contracts and business deals, not, you know, look for. I was able to secure them because people knew who I was while I was working. So I want to encourage those of you, again, you want to know a strategy about transitioning. Intrapreneur and gigapreneur are the two great best ways to do it while you're still working. We're going to go to another break right now, a 30-second break, and I'm going to come back and close it out for you.
Hi, this is Jennifer Bryant, life coach, career coach, consultant, speaker from Reaching Within, an Empowerment Journey. Welcome. I want to share with you about my 30-day journal to overcoming personal challenge to achieve professional success. It is a uniquely crafted 30-day interactive journal where I share my story of how I overcame traumatic events and climbed the corporate ranks from clerk typist to executive. This journal provides inspirational quotes, blank pages, and prompts that will empower you to reflect and set goals to achieve personal and professional success. These coaching prompts will help you reach within to balance your life through maintaining a positive attitude and mindset, enhancing self-awareness, managing stress, and handling disappointment. Reach within to regain your power to live your life victoriously and successfully. You can find my book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can order it directly from my site at reachingwithinempowerment.com.
We are back from our break. Wow, this 15 minutes gone so fast. We had so much valuable information. Let me just recap if you just now tuning in. You know, we talked about the mental shift needed to go from employee to entrepreneur, and I call it the mindset. And we talked about some key topic areas and so much information. We don't have enough time. But just to recap, we talked about the security, you know, from an employee mindset versus an entrepreneur mindset. We talked about support. We got into finance and relationship. We even talked about the gigapreneur and the intrapreneur. We talked about so many different things. I tell you what, I enjoyed myself so much that I'm going to come back and talk about some more topics that I think that will help all of us transition from an employee to entrepreneur. If you want to learn more about Tanya, which is me, go to Tanya Morris at transitionenterprise.com. Let me just give you that again. It is. I'm going to give you the website first. It's www.transition-enterprises.com. Again, that's www.transition-enterprises.com. And you can learn a lot about my website and what's out there. I'm going to be doing some events, some different things. But if you also want to schedule a discovery call, by all means, please do. I'll be glad to take a discovery call and talk to you a little bit more about some of the programs that we have to offer. But meantime, I want you to make sure that this is a podcast that you stay tuned to, because we're going to talk about how you can truly transition. I'm going to come to you about a lot of different nuggets that will help you to understand, because I didn't have this here. So until we meet next time, I will see you soon.
Well, that's it for this edition of On the Move with Tanya Morris. If you're ready to transition from employee to entrepreneur, why not visit Tanya's website and get started today? Go to transition-enterprises.com. That's transition-enterprises.com.